Shout out to Brogue. Love you. Hello. Hello. We're here and live. It's afternoon tea.
Hello.
Hello. It's afternoon tea.
Make some noise.
Make some noise. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Do you really think so?
All right. All right.
Oh.
Simmer down, you
Simmer
know.
Simmer down. Come on. It is the final episode of what has been a beautiful season of afternoon tea.
Yes.
It's us two again. It's Coco and Shirley.
On our final episode of the first season.
I know. It's gone so quick. I can't believe we've been doing this for 10 weeks already.
I know. It's
How
weird.
How crazy is that? It's literally flown by every episode.
When we said like, oh, let's do like a season, and we were like saying, all right, we'll keep it to 10 episodes. And now we're here. And I'm like, oh.
It feels like we've done three.
I just, like... Did I just blink? And I'm at the end of it.
Did we record all that and I just blinked? Oh, it's been so fun, though.
It has been really fun, actually. Yeah, I just, like, it's been everything that I dreamed of and more, I would say.
We've covered a lot of topics.
We've gone over
a whole range of topics. And I just don't know where they came from, to be honest with you. So
some of them came out of nowhere.
Some of them came out my ass.
Well, as it is our final episode, maybe we should take a little listen, Shirley, over some best bits.
Why not? Let's do a bit of Big Brother's Little Brother, and look at our best bits.
Look at some best bits. Would you like that studio audience that we have with us today?
Do you want to see my best bits?
I don't think you want to see any of Shirley's best bits.
Yeah, you do.
Now you pull that skirt back up, Shirley.
It's back up, okay. Wait.
Yeah, no, pull the skirt back up. Oh, my God. Just roll the B-roll, best bits, whatever you want to call it.
Just roll it, David.
But David Cameron... Boris Johnson and Theresa May. Oh, Shirley, you got a pick, auntie.
Oh, Coco,
who are you giving the hanky panky? Who are you giving the blahs? And who are you opening that Uber?
Can you say them again?
So David Cameron,
yeah.
Boris Johnson,
oh God,
and Theresa May.
I would probably hanky panky David Cameron.
Oh,
just because he's done it with a pig, you know, probably feels good.
Oh, God. Jeez Louise, we're really ripping that Band-Aid off, aren't we? We're going there. Whoa, I feel uncomfortable. Are you looping in the pig or are we like...
Yeah, why not?
Oh
no,
my God.
No bestiality in here.
Down.
Animal rights and all that, you know.
Oh, hell yeah. No. Okay, so there's a Pat Butcher clock.
No, stop.
Why would... I'm sorry, let's just talk about that for starters.
Stop.
Why
have they got a Pat Butcher?
It's Pam St. Clement, though. Is that her actress's name? Is that the actress's name?
Yeah, I think so. I've seen her tits.
What? I'm sorry. Wait a second. How on earth have you seen her tits? So, Keith, one of us has got down and dirty whilst in drag.
I think I know who this is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's you, Coco.
True or false? Baby Spice is Victoria Beckham's daughter.
That's fucking false.
Nah, it's true.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay, no.
Very. I'd just spend forever.
I guess, yeah, it would take a long time.
Yeah, so now I design them, like, either on my tablet.
Yes. Yes, okay. On your tablet pro or something that might have a pen or...
Yeah.
You don't know. Do you have breakfast?
At first Mormon? I thought you were asking me like what was my favorite birthday of Coco's. And then I was like, well, obviously the ones that I was a part of.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, well, I mean, you're asking about my own birthdays. And I was like, oh God.
And we sit down and she's, you know, Shirley's coming at me like, oh, why are you like faffing about? Like, it was like, why are you so loud?
Oh
that
God,
kind of thing.
Kills me
and
so
I,
much.
At that point in time, thought it was the most best thing to do was stand up in the middle of the screening and turn around and be like, very dramatically, sorry we're late, everybody.
Sorry we're late, everybody.
Some of them are actually outrageous.
I can't believe. Yeah, some of the stuff actually. Listening to it, I was like, oh my goodness.
Did I say that? Did I say David Cameron and the pig?
Yes, you did. I remember that one very vividly.
I can't tell if that was a dream or not. If it was real.
No, it was definitely real because I remember sitting there thinking, did she actually say that? We cannot put that on iTunes.
Well, it's out there now.
It's there now.
It
so
got approved.
Too late.
So.
No, it has been really fun. Something else that's fun, that I have hay fever today. Yay.
She does.
Coco's nose is not snotting. Contoured and beat as much as it should be because, yeah, she's been using a lot of dishes.
It's just beat so, from hay fever.
If Coco sounds a little bit weird, that is why today.
She's just come out of rehab. Give her some space.
I told you not to mention the nose job. Dr. 90210 kept it very private. Thank you very much.
Well, he called me last night, so sorry about it.
Yeah, because they're listening, so they can't actually see the bandaging that I've got on my nose right now.
Yeah, thank God.
Oh no, I just thought of that Beyonce lyric. What is it when she's like, I like my Jackson nose or whatever.
I like my, can't say that word.
Oh no, anyway. Lemonade hashtag.
Does she have a clean version?
No, I don't think Lemonade can be played clean. I think that would just be an insult.
Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. They don't love you like I love you.
Aw, talking of love.
Yes.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love. I can't remember the rest of it.
Oh my God.
All you need is love.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Love is all you need.
I was just looking at my phone screen, my background, which is a lovely Pride flag.
It's Pride Month, everybody.
It's Pride Month.
Although it actually spans over 2 months, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, everyone because London ones like is in July. It normally is in June. But yeah. It's in July this year. I don't know why.
Oh, well, we're like one world with the gays, aren't we? You know, 1 month, 2 months. What does it? What, give us a year.
Give us a whole year. Yeah, 2018. Who knows?
I'm gay 24/7, honey.
They'd be like the Chinese New Year, the year of the rooster, whatever. We'll have the year of the gays 1 year. Hey,
the year of the gays,
that?
Year of the lesbians, year of the bis, trans, you know, the whole shebang.
The queers 1 year, the year of the drag queens. Every part of the community is represented.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
it is
my
Pride
God.
Month.
Could you imagine a gay calendar like Year of the Bear, Year of the Twink?
Oh, God. Year of the Daddy, where all the twinks come out.
Year of the Werewolf.
Hello. That's
what
my
year
month.
Were you born in? I was born in the Year of the Bear. Anyway, yes, it is Pride Month. Happy Pride Month to everybody listening.
Yes, happy Pride Month. Celebrate your gay pride, your trans pride, your bi pride, your queer pride, intersex pride, all of it pride.
I don't know what is the full thing? LGBTQI
A
XYZ.
Plus. ABCDYD. I don't know my alphabet.
Educate yourself, Shirley.
Yes, it is LGBTQIA+.
What is... Okay, so what is...
So there's lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer.
Okay. What's the I?
Intersex.
Intersex. What?
And asexual. And then plus is everyone that is non-identifiable.
Right, okay. Or what so they, everybody's mm-hmm. included.
Yeah.
So it's LGBTQIA+.
Yeah. A+. A*.
LGBTQIA+. Yes!
I think it's... Is it queer?
Yeah, it's queer. It's Q's for queer. Because queer represents a kind of gender queer, so they're like on the spectrum in the middle, I guess, in terms of the androgynous world and the kind of, they don't have an identity of gender, I believe, is the queer community.
Yeah, queer. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
I just had to look it up. I'm really sorry.
Did you just Google what LGBTQIA+ means? Yes, I said it really quickly.
No, I did not Google LGBTQIA players. Players. Play A-A-Ls. I just had a look in my mind because I couldn't remember what it was. Because not very many people I know identify as queer.
I think I just heard a few keyboard clicks when you Googled that. But okay, we'll say that yes, you pulled it from your mind. Fresh from Shirley's mind. Q stands for queer. Yes, it does.
Queer.
But celebrate everybody.
Yes,
everyone under the umbrella can have their pride flag ready to go. I have loads of straight friends actually that are coming to Pride in London, July the 8th.
July the 8th is the parade, and I'm so excited. Although
you get too excited for these parades.
I love the Pride parade. It's just so gay. I love it.
I can't believe. I remember last year I had to work for Pride, unfortunately. But I remember sitting on my lunch thinking like, oh, maybe I should just check on a few things. Facebook live video of the whole parade was Miss Shirley Knott's newsfeed timeline.
Yes, it was.
Like, I couldn't even believe. I was like, she is not Facebook Living this whole thing.
There were people stuck at work and they needed to see how gay London was at that point. I had to live stream it for the good of the people.
Could you not have done like a little best bits like we did at the beginning of this episode? The best like floats or whatever?
No, because I got kissed by, what's her name? Patsy Stone.
Oh, what the, was it a drag queen? No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was a drag queen.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But it was the Patsy real Stone. Patsy Stone.
Patsy Darling.
Oh, Patsy. Oh, sweetie darling.
Yeah, cheers, thanks a lot.
But yeah, no, I remember on my lunch break that you were Facebook Live-ing the whole bloody thing, and I was like, here she goes.
Here she goes. People thanked me people thanked me for it. I was a genuine hero that day for live streaming the Pride Parade.
My God. It's not. I think BBC News or someone must have like streamed it better.
No, they didn't have the point of view that I had up close and personal with every fetish pup out there and drag queen and you know Barclays.
Barclays.
Barclays were in it. They were celebrating their gay pride.
Oh, well, and that's Tesco. Really cute. Yes, Tesco.
Yes, love your sandwiches, Tesco. Keep them gay.
I don't think that, I don't really think that's the point. I think they're just representing the fact that they're proud. I don't think it's about their sandwiches.
They have an LGBT sandwich. Or is it a BLT?
Oh, I see. We did it there, bitch. But yes, it is Pride Month, so celebrate your love wins. Hashtag love wins.
Hashtag love wins. Because it definitely does. That's my saying.
Kind of think someone else came up with that, but
I don't think they did.
I think if you scroll back through Shirley's Twitter feed, you'll probably see that she said hashtag love wins first.
Yeah, of course, you know.
And it wasn't the Obamas or anything like that, maybe, when they were campaigning for...
I sent that to Obama, that's where he got it from.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, and then he texted me saying, oh my God, thank you so much for that, you know,
I really
great
needed
campaign.
A slogan.
And I tried to text Trump it, but he didn't want it. So.
Oh, it didn't deliver, did it?
No, got lost in his weave. The pigeon I sent it on had
an accident.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness me. But yes, it's Pride Month, and
this is going to be the first year that we're in drag for Pride.
It is actually.
We've never done drag for Pride. We've always just turned up and looking like men. Like, hey.
Got in boy drag. but this is the first year. Yes, Coco and Shelley will make an appearance.
Yes.
An appearance, sorry. Bad.
Yes, yes, yes. Although I'm still trying to find something to wear.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to wear as an outfit. I want to steal Trinity's outfit.
I want to steal peppermints. I'm trying to find ways to make it. Drag on a dime.
From last week's episode, we both want those Pride outfits, yeah.
Oh, God, they were gorgeous.
Trinity, Peppermint, if you're listening in, please just ship them to us.
Yeah, please.
We got a month or so left, so just...
I'll pay postage.
Yeah, I'm sure FedEx, whatever, UPS will have a express expedited service for you to send us those costumes.
Straight to Coco and Shirley.
Coco and Shirley, London, UK. Thank you. But, No, we're still figuring out what we're going to wear. But the first year, we're going to make an appearance. And you can follow our progress on YouTube and Twitters and whatnot.
Twitters. those multiple Twitters.
Look, I'm not a social media person.
I look after that bit. You know, oh, not me. Our team looks after that bit. That's me.
Our entourage of team members. That is, yes, your hair wig. Your wig, sorry. Your hair wigs. Today, aren't we? We're a mess.
I think it's the sun, you know.
I think it's the sun, and I think we're slightly emotional that the season's coming to an end, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do next week? We've got nothing to do.
I know. we will be back, obviously. Just taking a little break.
Yeah, taking a break for summer. Got to take a vacation. You know how it is.
Got to take a staycation if you're me.
Because you ain't got a passport.
Still. 10 episodes in and I still don't have a passport.
You still don't have a passport.
This is going to be a whole saga. The day I get a passport is the day that Trump bans me from going to America. Gotta ban that, surely not.
The day
not.
That you get it is the day that Trump tweets you going, well, now you've got one, I'll finally let you into the country. There'll be a surely not day in commemoration.
Public holiday coming at you, America.
The Queen will give you an award or something.
Dame Surely Not for visiting America at the age of 24.
Finally got a passport. But yes, we're taking a break for summer. But we will be back at some point. Who knows when?
Well, we know when.
Well, we already plan when, but they can't know when. The listeners don't know, need to know when.
Okay, okay.
It's a surprise, remember?
We don't know when.
We don't know when.
Sometime in the near future in Berlin, 1932.
Here she goes. Elsa fucking Mars. We are not an American Horror Story right now. We are sat in our studio recording a podcast. Okay, Shirley?
Yes.
You are not Jessica Lange as Elsa Mars in American Horror Story.
That's, I mean, you know, she stole the part from me.
Just I know you were both in the final audition stages with Ryan Murphy and he chose her and it's bitter, but you need to get over it.
Bittersweet. Excuse me.
Sorry, Siri. Not it right was now. Recorded. It said find a passport.
Fine. Help find a passport for Surely Not. Please donate.
But yes, hit us up on Twitter and let us know what you're doing for Pride. When is your Pride, wherever you're listening?
Come and take pictures with us.
Oh, if you see us on Pride, yeah, hit us up. Just say hello. Hey. I'll probably have my resting bitch face on, but don't
just
worry.
That. It's just hay fever.
It's just hay fever, exactly. It's just Coco focusing on trying to get through the day without fucking sneezing 16 times.
We're
going to
get through this. We're going to get Louis through this.
Oh my God, you can't do
I just
that.
Did. I
no,
just did.
Do not throw Louis through into a phrase like that.
Through this.
For goodness sake. But I was thinking also, because there obviously is something, bringing it down a little bit. Bring our studio down. Audience
bring
here.
The lights down.
It's just getting a little bit more serious. No, obviously love wins. And there's a massive thing going on at the moment, which I'm sure you can't be missing. It's called One Love. It's One Love Manchester, but obviously...
One Love Manchester.
They kind of put in small brackets... London as well, right? Yeah. They kind of were like referencing London.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's really bad and it's awful what's going on at the moment in terms of Manchester and London and the terrorist attacks. But what we wanted to do, we wanted to shout out the One Love campaign.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, like it was, to be honest, to talk about, separate from the campaign, just talking about that concert benefit that
the concert...
she pulled together in a week, like,
pulled together in a week, the concert was so amazing.
Like, Ariana, shout out, just honestly, and I know it just shows really, like, what the power of love can do, because she pulled all that together in a week. Like, the people that came out to perform were insane. And just the whole benefit itself, like, we were obviously watching on a laptop kind of thing, but...
I had goosebumps the whole way through. Yeah. Every time they mentioned, like, Manchester or One Love or the victims... Oh my God! Like the
there
tears
was just a weird
coming.
Sense of unity, wasn't there?
Yeah,
even
it was
watching
so
through
beautiful.
A computer screen, I felt unified and I felt part of something bigger.
Yeah,
that like yeah, just props and shout outs to the One Love like foundation campaign, whatever it's actually called, and Ariana for putting all of that together. You saw how distraught she was as well at the end of that
oh my
benefit.
God.
Like
when she was singing "Somewhere Over the Rainbow," I just felt so. Proud of her, like to finish that concert, to come back from one of her gigs having an incident like that, and then just like just under 2 weeks later coming back smashing out another concert.
Yeah, just
when she's got all that pressure on from the media, and you know, all like not pressure from the families directly, but like a sense of responsibility for those families,
exactly.
Because
like...
it was at her kind of event. Like I would be destroyed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
like,
come out.
Like, fucking
for
props to her. Like, yes, Ariana. And just, yes, the One Love Foundation, you can go and donate. Please, please, please donate. It's such a great cause. And 100% of the donations go to the cause, I believe, right?
Yeah, through the Red Cross, you will find donations through there.
Yes, redcross.org/UK/love. Head onto their website and donate. You can actually still watch the concert, right, Shirley?
You can still watch it, yes. And iTunes and Apple Music are also donating through Ariana Grande's song One Last Time. The more plays it gets, the more downloads it gets, all the profits go towards Red Cross as well. So I think it's fucking incredible.
Just go out, listen to it, download it, stream it, go look at the concert, get it to number one. It's such a great cause. And yeah, just, I mean, it obviously, with it being in Manchester, it was a bit further away from us, so it didn't feel as, it felt like an attack on my country but not on kind of my area. And then when London happened, it was just unreal.
Yeah, it was even more of a relevant kind of concert or event. It
hit literal home for me, you know, and like us as well being like three bridges away, as it were,
like 5 minutes forward. To leave.
We were literally
about
to head out, and Keith gets a Snapchat from obviously one of his friends that Snapchatted about London Bridge, and then we're like, fuck, I can't believe this is happening. And that carried on throughout the night, and obviously defiantly we were like, we're gonna go out anyway, we're gonna, you know,
carry on,
love wins, we're gonna be ourselves and be proud of ourselves. And yeah, just, we were at Heaven that night, and it was just crazy. It was just, honestly, to think, like, fuck, this is happening in my home city as well. It's just too much. So
way too close.
So yeah, please go and donate. It's such a brilliant cause. And yeah, on a lighter note, however, we did see Alyssa Edwards that
we
night.
We did see Alyssa Edwards.
I had my fucking McDonald's bag. I never eat McDonald's. Never.
I'm surprised you mentioned that fact, to be honest. You nearly got me sectioned for.
I couldn't believe you flipping
Snapchatting
me.
You.
But yeah, I felt down. So Coco got a McDonald's. She felt a little bit down that night, understandably.
To lift her spirits.
And I was hungry, so I was like, we'll get McDonald's. And then, yeah, walking back by Heaven, and Alyssa Edwards is stood outside, not actually in drag, just like boy Alyssa Edwards. and yeah, she clocked me though. I was walking down and I was obviously feeling my oats that night. Everything about my mentality that night was kind of saying, like, fuck you, I'm going to be myself, I'm going to be loud and proud of who I am, even if I've got a McDonald's bag in my hand. So I was like strutting down in my Japanese kind of, they're like 4-inch wedge shoes that I have. And we're also in our kind of boy versions, boy drag. So we're just walking down, and clocked me from a while up the street, and I was like locked eyes with her. And I thought, like, why is that person just looking at me? And then I was like, as we got closer, I was thinking, she looks like Alyssa Edwards. And then we got a little bit closer, and I was like, that's Alyssa Edwards. Oh my goodness. And then as we pass, we're still looking at each other, and she's still locking eyes. And then it was just a little bit wild down the street that we were like, yes, Alyssa.
Yes, Alyssa. And then she's trying to like hide
away. She
cowers
away because obviously we've just outed her. She's like right in front of Heaven. And obviously there's loads of gays around there. So sorry, Alyssa, if we drew too much attention to you, because we were on our way to Embankment Station. So we weren't even like going back into Heaven. But we were like, yes, Alyssa. She like cowered away. But then you tweeted about it the next day.
I did. I tweeted her directly saying with a gif when Alyssa Edwards. Oh, no, I can't remember. What was it? Alyssa Edwards, when me and my friend are shouting, yes, Alyssa, as we walk on by.
And the gif ducking behind it.
The gif is of her in as Annie Oakley before she puts her wig on properly, ducking behind. You can see it on my Twitter, at Superman What.
Yes. She liked it. She actually liked the tweet.
The first celebrity that's ever liked one of my tweets.
Oh, really?
The only reason why I got Twitter was when I went to the Monster Ball and I wanted to tweet Lady Gaga saying, I've just had the best night of my life. Got no reply. Lol.
Oh, awkward.
But so yeah, she's the first 7 years down the line. First celebrity to like one of my.
Yes,
tweets.
Alyssa. If you're listening, yes. Alyssa, yes.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, it was a wild night, and it was
a really good night though.
It was a good night. Despite what happened, we were, like I say, we were living it. We were like, we're gonna be proud no matter what. We're just gonna do us, because that's all you can do. Love wins at the end of the day. But yeah, please go and support the foundation. It's an amazing cause. And Ariana, like, fuck me, you blew me away.
So proud of
you,
girl.
Together,
and just insane.
The whole thing was just, like I say, it had such a sense of unity in the fact of, we're not going to be beaten by this. We're not going to, you know, battle against this. We're going to just shout out and say how much we love ourselves and love each other, and love wins. Hashtag love wins. Yes.
One of my favorite things as well is that everyone that went to that concert was eligible to get a free ticket to the next one,
yeah,
to the benefit one. And as they all walked in, like all the victims that were there, the regular people that weren't at that concert all clapped them in.
Oh my goodness.
So they were the first to go in, so they were at the front, very front, to enjoy the night. Oh, man.
Just everything about it was honestly immensely awesome. Just everything, yes.
Yes, 100% yes.
Just one love. Is it hashtag one love, I guess, is the cause?
Hashtag one love Manchester.
Hashtag one love Manchester.
Plus a little bit of London.
Chuck in hashtag love wins as well, because love wins at the end of the day.
You are born with love and only hate it can be taught.
Exactly. Yes.
So, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. On that note, though, I thought, or we thought, obviously, it's our last episode of this season.
Oh, don't remind me.
I know. But one of the most funniest challenges we did in this season that a lot of people were raving about, that kind of contacted us and were raving about it, was a cheeky hanky-panky, Bloz or Uber home. Now,
however,
yes, in the light of hashtag love wins, hashtag one love Manchester, we are going to do a little love edition.
A love edition with nice people, good people that we'd want to love.
Yes, so we're going to do all the nice people, and also the Uber is going to take us home, but to a home that we share together, because we're going to throw in Just Married instead.
Just Married. You can hear the... What's
that?
Hear
the cans. You can hear the cans on the back of the Uber that it says Just Married in the kind of back windscreen or whatever it's called. I don't know cars, okay? Love wins. Love me.
Love me.
Love my faults.
Love me. Sorry.
Okay. Yay. And all we... Well, Shirley takes her solo. Studio audience held their applause.
Did I not tell you that I got car syndrome, girls, a few years ago?
That didn't come up, no. Anyway, our special love edition of Hanky Panky Bloz or Uber back to our married life home.
Yes.
And we've got, yes, we're also going to mix it up a little bit.
Yes.
Because, you know, we want to encompass all in our LGBT,
so we're doing QI. Men and women. LGBTQIA+.
I thought it was an A.
A+.
And we're going to throw in the plus because we're going to have some women in our mix.
Women.
Yes.
Something I've never dabbled in.
Never. Well, yeah, I'm not going to.
That sounds really suspicious now.
Never.
I've never dabbled in women.
I'm going to leave it there with you because I'm not going to comment on that one. Anyway, Coco is open to all.
Coco's got a secret.
Oh. Coco's secret. No, Alyssa, don't come for me. I'm not going to steal that. I'm not going to come for your gig.
that was a good one, bitch.
Right. I will start. We shall start with the women. Let's start with the...
Oh, okay. She's testing me.
Why don't I do a woman, you do a guy, I'll do a guy, you do the woman. Okay?
Cool. Let's do it.
It's love wins. All. Love all. Everything in here. Anyway. So, my three for you, Shirley.
Go on. Hit me.
Hit me with your best shot.
Woman.
Okay, so we're really... The silence here with me and the
There's
studio
no silence
audience...
because I've edited
are
it
really We're really not digging the sing-song, Shirley, sometime,
yeah, you are.
Okay?
Are you digging the sing-song?
Okay, then. So, my three for you, Shirley. Charlize Theron.
Oh.
Scarlett Johansson.
Hold on, did you just say Charlize Theron or Charlize Louis Theron?
No, I said Charlize Theron. Will you stop it with this Louis Theron obsession of yours?
Okay, go for it.
Charlize Theron, right. Scarlett Johansson, and okay. I went away from actresses because I couldn't help myself, but Princess Leia.
Oh my God. Wait, how old is Princess Leia?
Any age you want.
Right, okay. Ooh.
Yeah, any Princess Leia you want. Any kind of version of Princess Leia you want to go
right,
with.
Okay. So,
because I don't know Star Wars enough to know the actresses slash like all the different ones. I know Natalie Portman played her at one point.
No, she didn't. God.
I thought Natalie Portman played Princess Leia.
No, she played Padme.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Girl.
See, I don't know Star Wars enough. That's why I just went with Princess
Check
Leia.
Check yourself.
Okay. Right. Yes, go on then. So they're your three options. Who are you going to hanky panky?
So we've got Charlize,
Scarlett Johansson,
ScarJo, and
Princess Leia.
Leia, right. I am going to marry Leia so that Aww. We can rule the universe together and fly away in our just married space Uber.
Aww.
And I'm going to... I would probably hanky-panky Charlize just because of her new film, Atomic Blonde.
Oh, yes!
That love scene. Oh my god.
Wait, have you seen the film?
No, not yet. Have you seen the trailer? Yeah. Oh my. She would fuck me up. Fuck it up. So, and that leaves ScarJo to be blozzed.
Oh, lovely. Oh. Black Widow.
Okay.
Love it. Okay, so.
You ready?
I'm ready for mine. I'm ready for
my close-up. I'm doing men for you, aren't I?
Yeah, so we'll start with the guys.
So,
Coco.
Coco's guys are Tom Holland, plays Spider-Man.
Yes, okay, yes. I've seen him a little bit in trailers and stuff.
David Beckham.
Oh, God.
Or the Hemsworth brothers together.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You are too much today. This fucking foghorn of yours. Too much. Oh, shit. Okay. I'll definitely blossom Tom Holland because I don't really care for him too much. Little I don't twink. Know too much about him. Hanky Panky and the Uber ride to our married couple's home.
Who are you going to marry? Are you going to upset Victoria?
I'm going to Hanky Panky with the Hemsworth brothers because I think that would be a hoot. And also, I feel like that would be the way for me to bond with Miley. I sat with your fiance once in Malibu.
Oh, what's that audience? She's singing. No, I thought not.
Oh, bitch. Don't come for me now. Hanky Panky with Hemsworth brothers. Because I would love to spend a lifetime with David Beckham. Oh, you know, he's like, yeah, everything. Yes.
But what if you couldn't have Hanky Panky with David Beckham?
Well, if I was married, though, I'm kind of thrown in the, what is it? I can't remember what the term is. Fuck. What's the term?
Fuck it up.
Clause, there you go. The clause in this is, if I was married to David Beckham, I'd still be sleeping with him. Yes, bitch. Yes.
What kind of clause is that?
Well, because then I get both of both worlds. I get to sleep with him and be married to David Beckham.
All right, then.
So, yes, I would hanky panky with the Hemsworth brothers, and I would happily take that Uber Lux, just married car, the way to mine and Beckham's home.
An Uber X. Would you get in it then?
Well, I'd be with David Beckham's, yeah. Any Uber. It could be a fucking... It could be one of those like London tricycle things that those people get in.
What? Oh, rickshaws.
Is that what they're called? Yeah. It could be a fucking rickshaw for all I care. I'll be with David Beckham and that's fine with me. Yes, I would definitely take the Uber ride home to our married couple's home of mine and David Beckham's.
Ding, ding, ding.
Plus, also, imagine that home. That would be, oh.
You'd be like sex in every single room.
Well, the interior design in that place would be unreal. And just imagine us together. I think, honestly, as a style couple, like, no shade to Victoria, but I'd be bringing up some, like, you know, Afro magic to the
You're not forming
world.
A new power couple here.
We are. Coco Savoy and David Beckham. What would we be called? Be the, I don't know.
Savoy Beckhams. Oh, I like that.
Right? It even rings there. Fate is ringing bells for me, honey.
Kind of jealous now.
Come on, David. If you're listening to this, hit me up. Come on. You know.
You want to be a Savoy Beckham?
You know you've been looking for me for years. And right. I'd be a great mother as well. A stepmother to his children. And I think me and Victoria would get on. We'd be like those kind of cool
moms,
after
you
know?
stolen her husband.
Sell your man.
Sell your man, bitch. Sorry about it.
Anyway, so. Oh, we need to edit that out. I just sniffed.
What men have you got for me?
I have. So I went with the kind of Love Wins theme and I went with a gay edition.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we have Carl Grieger.
Okay.
Tom Daley.
Right.
And Gus Kentworthy.
Gus Kentworthy.
I know. I knew Gus Kentworthy would get you hot under the collar.
He's got such nice teeth.
What?
I have this thing about teeth and nails. Like, they have to be nice, otherwise you're not getting anywhere near me.
He has a really nice smile. And he's really, you know, he's super kind. Do you know what I mean? He's a really nice guy.
Remind me again. All I can think about is Gus.
So you've got Carl Grieger.
Right.
Tom Daley.
Okay.
And Gus Kentworthy.
I would probably blows Tom Daley.
Okay.
Just.
I think he's like my Tom Holland. You know what I mean? I'm not really there for Tom Holland. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not a Marvel fan, and I'm not really a Spider-Man fan, and I'm not really, I don't know who he is. So
I mean, I think it's just the swimwear that would get me kind of going.
But it would only, it'd be a quick going kind
of quick
thing.
Going, yeah.
It'd be
you know,
like an in and out kind
a
of
a 9.5 dive and that's it. And then I would probably probably hanky panky with
Kyle Grieger.
Kyle Grieger, because he can do my hair afterwards, after it's all messy.
Oh, yeah, a good idea.
And then marry Gus Kenworthy, because he...
Because Gus Kenworthy, there's nothing else to that sentence.
I would marry his teeth, that's it. You could knock him out and I would marry them straight away. Just... That's all I need. It's just his teeth on a necklace.
Oh, God. Okay.
Love wins.
Goodness me. Gus, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
I do apologize. Not really.
You know, hit her up, Gus, if you want to.
Hit me up in every direction. Anyway, next up for you, we've got the women.
Oh, the women for Coco.
Now, you did steal one of mine.
Oh, sorry. It's fine. You can go. You can run her by again.
So, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not sure you're going to like these.
Oh, no.
Well, I know you'll like one of them.
Okay.
Rihanna.
Oh, yes!
ScarJo.
Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, I love her a little bit.
Or Emma Stone.
Oh, shit.
She's very beautiful.
You know what? That is actually quite a hard mix. You've given me quite a good one there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. I really want to marry Rihanna, but then I just feel like me and Rihanna as
you're
a power
like
couple, that will blow up the world. Not like, you know what I mean?
It'd be not
like,
heal it.
We'd be too much for the world to handle. Do you know what I mean? I feel like me and Rihanna in a like married couple, we'd just, jeez Louise. It'd be like Beyonce and Jay-Z on crack. Like,
but you know you'd have really good hanky-panky with Rihanna.
I know. And that's what made my mind kind of went to hanky-panky, because I thought like for an evening she'd fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
She'd fuck shit up.
Her and Shakira are nearly getting off in that video.
Fuck
Jeez.
Me.
Yeah. Turn me straight.
What? Oh. Okay, maybe we should just take a little bit of a tangent and discuss this. Air it out.
Didn't really. I'm still gay.
Okay, no.
I'm gay as they come.
I would probably blows ScarJo.
Right.
Because, out of the three, sorry, Scarlett, if you're listening. Out of the three, she's the most irrelevant to me. So
love wins.
Blos ScarJo, because I feel like she would be a good time. Who's she married to? She's married to
I'm sure she's married to one of the Hemsworth brothers, isn't she?
No, I thought it was Ryan Reynolds or someone. I thought she was married to like someone quite good. Like
Ryan
that.
Reynolds is married to Blake Lively.
Blake Lively.
Lively.
Wait, can I ask Siri?
Here we go.
Who is Scarlett Johansson married to?
Isn't she single?
Let me think about that. Scarlett Johansson had a domestic partnership with Ryan Reynolds from 2007 to the 27th of September 2008 and was married to Ryan Reynolds from the 27th of September 2008 to the 1st of July 2011 and had a domestic partnership with Romain Doriac from August 2013
to
present.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Present. Louise, that was long, wasn't it? So she was with Ryan Reynolds and she's now with Romain Doriac, whoever he is. I don't know, sorry. But yes, I feel like she'd have quite a good time. I think I'd have quite a good time with her if she'd be with Ryan Reynolds. And then also, I'd be one click away from Ryan Reynolds. That would be my way in to Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, God. Both of my...
That would be my way in. I'd be like, hey, Ryan, we've shared somebody. Yay.
You want to share me now?
Now we... Why don't we just eliminate the middleman and get on with it? So definitely Blos ScarJo. And, this is so hard for me.
What are you going to do with Emma Stone? She needs to know.
Because
she's on the phone right now.
I think she'd be really good as my wife, definitely. But I just can't. I'm sorry. Yeah, I have to hanky-panky Emma Stone because I feel like that would also get fucked up. Let's be real. I feel like she would. I feel like she's all innocent on the outside. But once you get behind closed doors, she'd fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
And I have to marry Rihanna. You know it. My home girl, my home island girl from Barbados. We will fuck the world up. We'd be like, we'll be the new Beyonce, Jay-Z power couple and we'd own it. We'd own it, honey. Pour it up now. So, yes.
Bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have our money because we're married now. So both of it's us.
Joint account.
So yes, I definitely marry. Take that Uber ride to our married couple's home in Barbados. Me and Rihanna. Thank you very much. Married. Hashtag married Rihanna.
Have you... is that it?
Yeah, that was it. That was Yid.
Oh, yeah. I still think you've got people for me. I'm just, you know, line them up. Come on.
You just keep wanting people, don't you?
Keep
you
giving me them. Come on. I need a list.
But yes, that was our love edition of Hanky Panky Blos and an Uber home to the married couple's home. And that, I think...
Concludes
it.
Our season one.
Jeez Louise. Oh. Aww.
I just want to cry like Pheromone.
I can't do anything.
I don't want to stone another time. just kidding. We love you, Pheromone.
Really. Yes. And we love you, audience. And our studio audience here. Thank you for joining us today on the special edition. Special last episode of Afternoon Tea with Coco and Shirley. Season 1, episode 10. Wrapped. Done.
Actually, not wrapped.
Oh, shit.
Enjoy Pride Month.
Yes.
Celebrate yourselves. Love yourself. Love the person next to you. Pour the love out of your heart. And we will see you on the 8th of July. And we'll see you very soon.
We'll see you very soon. On the confirmed date now of 8th of July. Thank you,
Shirley. Pride is.
Oh, sorry.
Now I have to kind of do it.
Oh, shit.
Change our day to a Saturday.
Now we're confirmed.
Fucked it up.
We will see you soon, but otherwise we may see you sooner at Pride, 8th of July, London. Check us out. Hit us up on at Coco and Shirley Twitter. And yes, love yourself. Hashtag love wins. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.